Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Kia ora and hello. I've been asked to tell you about No Labels, the radio show for, by, and about people living with disabilities. The show offers interviews and news about the disability sector in Aotearoa, New Zealand. On Wellington's Access Radio 106.1 FM. Find us on Facebook or go to www.accessradio.org.nz. No Labels, our voice for you on Access Radio.
And welcome to our March edition of No Labels. We have a guest back with us again to talk about some great things happening around New Zealand, and it's Paula from Whaikaha. Paula, welcome back.
Thanks, Thomas. It's lovely to be back.
Paula, just for some of our new listeners, can you maybe tell our listeners a little about you, what you do, who you work for, etc.?
Sure. Well, nga mihi nui, kia koutou katoa. Lovely to be back. So I'm Paula, and I have short, increasingly blonde hair, people tell me. I've got brown eyes, and typically wearing contact lenses. Every now and then people will see me in my glasses. So I grew up on the Kapiti Coast, which is about an hour north of Wellington. I've got an older brother and a younger sister, and disability has always been part of my life growing up, and I was certainly encouraged to do everything that my siblings could do. I live in Wellington now with my husband Pete and our three children, which obviously keeps me super busy outside of work. Some people might know me from my Paralympic career. I've been riding a bike since I was very young. It was a way for me to maintain some independence and a feeling of freedom that I didn't get through being able to walk very fast. And so when I was at university, I started to race a bike for fun, and then that ended up with the support of others into a Paralympic career. So on the weekends these days, you'll still find me riding a bike, usually at the mountain bike park here in Makara in Karori in Wellington, or out on the roads. And one of the other things I'm doing this year is I successfully stood for the board of my son's college, Wellington College, which is giving me the insights into governing a large school.
Wow.
So that's me outside of work. And people also might remember my role as the Disability Rights Commissioner, which then led into my current role as the Chief Executive of Whaikaha, the Ministry of Disabled People.
So Whaikaha has been a lot in the news lately with various announcements. Did you want to share some of those with our listeners before we get on to our main topic, which is about employment today?
Sure. I'm really proud of the work that the team at Whaikaha have achieved so far. So at the end of last year, the Minister launched the refreshed New Zealand Disability Strategy. And that has a series of actions across particular domain areas of education, health, housing, employment, and justice. And so those have all of the actions already agreed across government. It's a five-year strategy, and so we'll be working really hard to implement those actions. The New Zealand Sign Language Strategy was also launched last year, and there's a big focus on now developing the action plan across government, which is to be implemented over a 10-year period. So those are two strategies that we spent a lot of time with our community and with others developing, and so the big focus this year is on implementing those. One of the other things I'm really proud of that we did recently was our all of government internship pilot, where we had 13 disabled graduates in roles across 10 public sector agencies. And it was the first time that it has been done like that to this scale, and we were really proud that a number of those graduates have now secured full-time employment,
Wow.
and it was really lovely to hear about their experiences. We've also got on the go a number of other key work program items. So we have our accessibility work program, and we have an accessibility advisory group made up of members of the community and some experts who are working with us to really work on trying to remove those barriers that get in the way of the everyday lives of our community. So across public transport, the built environment, digital. And we've just recently launched, and you can find on our website, an initiative called the Access Activator, which is offering funding for initiatives that might be in the ideas stage. So there's 25,000 available for those. And then there's a larger amount of money, 100,000, for ideas that have already been tested, and this is an opportunity to scale them up. So get in quick and have a look at those, because we really want the best ideas possible to be able to fund and support to remove those barriers. And then a couple of other things to mention. People may remember when the United Nations made a number of recommendations back in 2022 for things that New Zealand needed to do to better comply with the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And we are now implementing the majority of those recommendations that government have agreed to progress. So that's also a lot of cross-government work to really get those recommendations embedded and in place. And just finally, another perhaps key area of work to mention is our work on the coordination of alternate formats across government. So we've increased our resource into that team and really looking to strengthen the volume and pace at which we can make information accessible in the range of alternate formats that our community needs. So those are a few things that we have on the go.
Wow, what a lot. And certainly something that cuts across a whole host of areas. The new funding model for new ideas certainly looks like it's a great project, and hopefully we'll get lots of interest from innovators, from the community, all sorts of ideas coming through that could actually turn into something that would make a huge difference in the
Absolutely.
community. We're going to take a short break and go with, since this is about employment, 9 till 5 with Dolly Parton.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They must use your mind.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Certainly haven't heard that song for a while. Now, Paula, employment. What's been happening in that space? You launched, or a new website was launched just recently about employment. Maybe our listeners would like to know a little more about it.
Yeah, so employment, as we know, is a really important lever for both social connection and good social outcomes for people, as well as the obvious economic benefits for the individual and their household, as well as for New Zealand. And the stats around the employment of disabled people is something that we have been concerned about, and along with employment being one of our minister's priorities, really wanted to look at what we could do to increase the numbers of disabled people participating in the labour force market, in recognition of the fact that the great majority of disabled people who are not working actually want to work. And so there are a number of things that we've done on this front. Firstly, as you mentioned, we launched our website, oneinsix.nz. And I'll come back to the website in a minute, because one of the things that we launched alongside the website was a report that we commissioned from the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research. And the reason that we commissioned that work was to really highlight the untapped talent and potential within the disability community. And so, if we think about what the stats show us, they show us that disabled people's labour force participation is 26.8%, compared with 72.9% for non-disabled people. That's a really significant gap. And so, with one in six New Zealanders being disabled, there's a huge reason that we want to get disabled people into work, both for social and economic benefits. So, we commissioned this report, and what it showed is that if we could close that gap, New Zealand would gain 578 million in GDP. The report also showed that if we could unlock education and training improvements, there'd be even more value. So, lifting qualifications and increasing productivity adds another 132 million to GDP. So, taking that whole boost to GDP to over 700 million. And that's really, really important for New Zealand. And it's one of the messages that we really try and put across into the business community, is that real economic benefit. And of course, we know the social and other economic benefits for individuals. So, off the back of that research, we also in parallel developed our website with the New Zealand Disability Employers Network. And so the website has practical tools, templates, guidance, and employer stories of where some fantastic employers have employed disabled people, and it's a chance to showcase how that has worked. So we worked with disabled people, employers, public service agencies, the private sector, to develop and test the website. So I really encourage people to take a look at it. It's designed for employers and business owners, from small, medium-sized organizations through to large companies. And so we've been really working hard with industries and their associations to really push out getting access to the website. So we've been working with groups like the tourism industry, the restaurant association, industry skills boards, and all of their networks, along with networks that government agencies like the Ministry for Business, Innovation and Employment have. We've managed to reach thousands of organisations. And just finally, on the website, we are now working closely with public service agencies to do a launch of the website and some other resources that are aimed really squarely on the public service to with the support of the Public Service Commission to increase the number of disabled people in the public service.
I think one of the things that certainly concerns a number of us is the fact that there are such a high number of disabled people out there, unemployed, looking for work, whatever, but we never really hear those stats being given. You know, when Stats NZ releases its figures, we hear about all sorts of, you know, different communities, but never do we really get to hear from Stats NZ about, are we tracking in the right direction? Are we, you know, falling short and it's getting worse? It's a, you know, it's a shame in some respects that we don't get to hear those that information, and the community might be a little more surprised to know that. And
Yeah, I
that's,
think.
yeah, it's nothing I'm wanting to, you to really sort of pick up on in a way, but I just feel that, you know, sometimes we just don't do enough to promote as a community, you know, the difficulties, the challenges, and the numbers of people who are out there who could be working.
Yeah, data is so important.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I think we can be really pleased about is the increase in the evidence and data that is now available. And even if it paints a picture that is not a picture that we want for our community, having that picture and having that information is really key. So I remember back in the day when disability information as part of the Household Labour Force survey was not included. And now it is every quarter, which is really fantastic. And as you say, I think the opportunity is to really promote those stats and continue to talk about them and to continue to look at some of the barriers that we know exist. And, you know, those barriers around inaccessible recruitment systems, uneven access to education, discriminatory attitudes, limited flexibility, people not fully understanding reasonable accommodations. You know, some of those barriers are actually quite easy to fix. And I think it's incumbent on us to really work to reduce those barriers and also to, as you say, raise awareness of what that data picture shows us.
Yeah, because we can't improve if we don't know what we're, you know, working to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the website's only recently gone live. So what's the website address again? Sorry, just in case our listeners missed it before, because it's, you know, it's an unusual website. It's, you know, not what we expect when we look for a website.
No, well, because one in six people are disabled in New Zealand, we decided to call it
One
one in
second.
six. So the website address, using the actual spelling of the numbers is one in six dot NZ.
Nice and simple.
Hope so.
Right. So that's gone live. What's next in the employment and, you know, trying to either promote or get the message out there, or just, you know, make a bit of a dent in those figures so we can then change the website to, you know, maybe not one in six, but, you know, only one in eight. Wouldn't that be great?
So, yeah, there's lots coming up. And in terms of the website, we're adding more employer case studies from both the public sector and the private sector. We're also building some practical guidance on induction, performance, and retention, as well as development of people. We'll continue to promote the website through the various employer networks, sector events, and public service channels, because it's one thing to launch a website, it's quite another to really keep the momentum on getting people to use it and then measuring how people are using it and how organizations want it to adapt to evolve to their needs. We're also developing an awareness campaign to encourage more conversations about employing disabled people and really show the positive contribution that disabled people make to the workplace. So we're really keen to get more positive employer stories. So if people know about those, it would be great to let us know so that we can profile that. We're asking people to share the website, and next year we'll be developing new guidance, which is to help disabled people identify their skills, interests, and job pathways. And so we'll be really wanting to tap into the community for that. And then next year, the other thing that we'll also be doing is running our internship program again. And I was recently asked by some businesses whether we would do it in the private sector. And I think that's really positive, and we'll have to
Sure,
look
yeah.
at, how we can sort of
Support that.
sustain this and support that.
Wow, a lot happening. So, check out the website. It's going to be updated with more information. And if you know people who are employers out there, get them to go and check it out. Paula, thanks for your time. I know you've got another appointment to head off to. It's always great catching up with you. And thank you so much for making yourself available to come and talk on the show so often. We really do appreciate it. We're going to go out with another working song, and it's about someone called Blue Collar Man. And thanks heaps, Paula, and have a great day. And look forward to catching up soon with some more news.
Thanks,
Thanks.
Thomas, and thanks to
Thanks.
all your listeners.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.